This is Jerry the K, and you are listening to WKDW 97.5 FM and KDWRadio.com, broadcasting from the Bishop West Real Estate Mobile Tower. And you are listening to That Was the Week That Was, November 11th, 1967, and WKDW FM 97.5, broadcast from beautiful downtown Northport, Florida. So let's take a look at some of the happenings that were going on back in 1967. The New Orleans Saints had their first NFL victory, and they beat the Philadelphia Eagles 31-24. Surveyor 6 becomes the first man-made object to lift off the moon, and the Beatles released their Magical Mystery Tour. And some of the movies that we were running out that fall to see: Cool Hand Luke starring Paul Newman, Tony Rome starring Frank Sinatra, Who's Knocking at My Door starring Harvey Keitel. The first song up in the set is Glad to Be Unhappy by the Mamas and Papas. Glad to Be Unhappy was a popular song composed by Rodgers and Hart. It was introduced in their 1936 musical On Your Toes. Now, the Mamas and the Papas originally recorded this song for their appearance on Rodgers and Hart Today, an episode of ABC Stage 67. The song was released as a single at the end of that year, and it reached number 26 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was issued in an effort to keep the group in the charts while awaiting the completion of what would be their fourth album. The song does not appear on that album. It instead was used to promote the group's second greatest hits package. Glad to Be Unhappy was the last of the Mamas and Papas singles produced in a professional studio, as subsequent singles were made in a studio constructed within John and Michelle Phillips' home at the time, which was once owned by actress Jeanette McDonald. The mono single differs slightly from the stereo mix, as it was common for the group singles, in that the Papas sing a few additional words during the chorus in the stereo mix. The B-side of the single is Hey Girl, an album track from the group's first LP. Last week, the song was at number 37 and jumps up to its peak position of number 29. The second song up in the set is by the Box Tops, The Letter. Now, the Box Tops were an American band, and they were formed in Memphis in 1967, and they are best known for their hits The Letter, Cry Like a Baby, and Soul Deep, are considered a major blue-eyed soul group of that period. The Box Tops began as the DeVells, who began playing in Memphis, and they would soon change their names to the Box Tops to prevent confusion with another band that was recording at that time, the DeVells of New York. As the Box Tops, they entered the studio under the guidance of their producer Dan Penn to record Wayne Carlson's Thompson song, The Letter. Although under just 2 minutes in length, it was an international hit by September 1967, reaching Billboard's number one position and remaining there for 4 weeks. The record produced by Dan Penn sold over 4 million copies and it received 2 Grammy Award nominations. The band followed up The Letter with Neon Rainbow and Cry Like a Baby. Now, Cry Like a Baby was a million seller in 68, and it peaked at number 2 on the Hot 100. Soul Deep became the group's final U.S. Top 40 entry, peaking at number 18 on the Hot 100 in late August of that year. Last week, The Letter was at number 17 and drops down 9 positions to number 26, and it's been on the charts for 14 weeks.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter.
The first song up in the next set is How Can I Be Sure by the Young Rascals. How Can I Be Sure is a song that was written by Felix Cavalera and Eddie Bugatti and originally recorded by the Young Rascals for their 1967 album Groovin', with a single release in August of 67, and it afforded the group their fourth top 10 hit, peaking at number 4. How Can I Be Sure, as I said before, peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 in October of 67 and ranked as the most successful Young Rascals hit, featuring a lead vocal by Eddie Bugatti. The single's B-side, I'm So Happy Now, also included on the Groovin' album, was written and sung by Rascals lead guitarist Gene Cornish, and it features a unique guitar phase-out ending, and it was the first Cornish pen song to appear on a Rascals single.
How can I be sure where I stand with you?